Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. Welcome in. Big show today. Jim Jordan here at 11 o'clock. But the man who breaks down complicated legal stuff for the layman in no uncertain terms, particularly on Fox News, National Review, Andy McCarthy with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Andy. Welcome in.
Dom, how are you?
Well, pretty good. I survived watching about 3 or 4 hours of Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler yesterday. Was this riveting to you, or was it kind of pettifoggery, I think is what the Chief Justice is the word of the day that was out there?
Well, you know, I think the unfortunate thing here, aside from the fact that they felt like they were determined to go till 2 o'clock in the morning, which was nuts, is that a lot of what happened here in yesterday is the sort of thing that in a normal trial would be resolved in a hearing that took about an hour and a half, where both parties would have made written submissions to the court. The court would have booked about, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes to argue and then rule, because it seems to me that all of the different motions were aimed at the same outcome, which is to say the president's team wants the impeachment in the House to be regarded as a closed box that can't be added to it at the Senate, that the Senate's job is to try the completed package brought to the House. And the Democrats want to use the Senate trial as a vehicle to continue the investigation they failed to complete in the House. So they don't really want a trial. They want a continuing grand jury under the auspices of having a trial. That's something that you can argue about, because there's points to be made on both sides. I think the Republicans have the better of the argument, but not as much as they would suggest. It's not at all unheard of for witnesses who didn't testify in the grand jury to testify in a trial, but you can't use a trial as a vehicle to conduct an investigation. A trial's a different beast. So the thing is, Dom, that could all have been sorted out, and would in a normal trial have been sorted out in a very short period of time, mainly on paper submissions that were made to a judge. But because this was a spectacle, we had hours and hours of politicians getting a lot of face time.
Yeah, exactly. You wrote a piece, I guess it's today, Andy, too, saying the president ought to follow his lawyers here, not his instincts. And I would say Sekulow in particular is not only a top flight lawyer, but he gets the politics of this and how this is playing out, maybe more than the other attorney there. What did you mean by that? What is it you're encouraging President Trump to do?
Well, not to pick on Jay, who I think is a great lawyer who did mainly a great job yesterday, but what I'm talking about, Dom, is the folly that I think Jay, more than Pat Cipollone, got clobbered on once yesterday. I mean, in the greater scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything. But for the most part, Sekulow and Cipollone brilliantly, I thought, stayed on the main message that ought to be the Trump defense, which is that nothing happened here. I keep calling this the Seinfeld of impeachments, because it's the impeachment when nothing happens. You know, the Ukrainians got their funding. Zelensky got his visit with Trump. They didn't have to promise to do any elections. Any investigation. So for all the huffing and puffing and saying, you know, Trump had a dirty mind and all this other stuff, nothing happens at the end, and that should be their pitch. Where they're weak is when they get into arguments about the underlying facts, because even though ultimately nothing bad happened, there's a lot of icky facts for the president. And at one point, later in the day, Jay, in making his argument, decided to go into quid pro quo and whether the president had been, you know, completely appropriate. And then he gave a kind of a skewed version of what Gordon Sondland's testimony was. And I remember thinking as he was doing it, and even saying to Dana Perino, who I was sitting with for most of the day, you know, Schiff is going to get up and clobber him because he knows this case better than anyone else. And sure enough, Schiff flew out of his chair. He didn't even defer to his colleague, Congresswoman Demings, who had actually been arguing this motion. And he just gave a more comprehensive view of the underlying testimony of Sondland, which was not at all as clear as the president's team was trying to suggest. And I thought of the whole day. It was the worst moment to me that the president's team had, and it was because they seemed to depart from their own strategy of cutting to the chase and instead try to get into an argument about the underlying facts of the case. And nobody knows the underlying facts of this case better than Schiff does. So that's not a competition.
Andy, I agree with that. I was liking it that they were not taking all their time. Chris Wallace doesn't like that.
Yep.
But nobody says you have to keep on talking on this. Less is more. Making the point, nothing happened here. I guess the sub-point that's both real and political, there's no crime here. You know, a lot of Americans are not watching this at an elevated level like you are. So if they hear there's no crime and they associate there has to be a crime to be impeached, even though we know that's not true, that's something that should come out of this that's good. Don't go down the path of kind of showing off or getting into all these fights. Less is more. They were on the clock. They didn't take their allotted time. There's nothing wrong with any of that.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Dom. And since I critique Jay on that point, I want to then praise him because I thought his best moment of the day was a kind of an almost opposite scenario from what I just described, where the Democrat on the team who served in Iraq, whose name escapes me at the moment, got up and did a big song and dance about how awful it was that they had Trump had held back, delayed this aid, even though the Ukrainians virtually didn't know it had been delayed, mm-hmm. because he kept saying, you know, what kind of signal does that send to Putin? And Jay got up and just demolished that argument. He pointed out that, you know, late breaking news here, the Ukrainians not only got their aid, they got more aid under Trump than they did under Obama, and it's lethal aid. You know, unlike Obama, who sent them blankets, Trump sent them Javelin missiles, which are, you know, crushing the Soviet arms in the battlefield. And he, in about, I'd say about 90 seconds, he completely smashed an argument that this guy had taken about 30 minutes to develop. So I thought that was a real high moment.
Absolutely. I think it was Representative Crow, maybe. That may be the guy. Yeah.
Right. You're right. Yes.
Andy, where do people follow your work on this? And what time are you on Fox today? It sounds like you're in transit here.
Well, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. I'm headed to do Outnumbered.
We love that.
Yeah, you and me both. So I'll be the man in the middle today, and then I guess we start impeachment coverage when the trial starts at before 1 o'clock, probably around sometime 12:30 or thereabouts. And I figure, look, Chief Justice Roberts had to be up till 2 a.m, and he was hearing, as you and I are sitting, he's getting ready to go out and hear oral argument in a big Supreme Court case. So if Chief Justice Roberts is going to be up and ready to go, I think the rest of us don't have any excuses.
My producer, Dan, would like to know, have you ever felt outnumbered on Outnumbered?
I feel very... lucky to be there. How's that?
We'll be watching right after my show today. I'm the opening act for the Andy McCarthy Outnumbered Act. Seems like you've been on once every 2 weeks on that show, but it's all good.
Yeah, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Yep. Andy, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.